This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
In the early stages, Nicole Arp has 3 points in the game. She's at the free throw as we speak. She hits her second free throw. Now she has four, and that makes for a 6-2 lead here for Kearney High. Our apologies for the technical problems, and we'll try to get everything caught up to you as fast as possible. Southwest, of course, in their home white uniforms, they are 11-2 since Christmas, so this is going to be a pretty tough matchup here for the Lady Bearcats. Top of the key here for Lincoln Southwest is going to be Fantroy. Fantroy gives the ball away left side. Now Dyke, they enter inside for Fantroy. The Bearcats right now going with a little zone defense here, and Southwest being very patient. They don't score a lot of points, do the Silverhawks, but they are a pretty stout defensive team. Fantroy gets the ball on the baseline. Long jumper, no good, and a battle for the basketball won in a sense here by a hustling Nicole Arp, because Southwest can't hold on to the ball, and it goes out of bounds. So the Bearcats leading it 6-2 here, 3:09 to go in the first quarter here on ESPN 1460, and still trying to catch my breath from the technical problems we had. Thanks for bearing with us. Turnover here. Bearcats turn the basketball over. Southwest on the run. Fantroy, though, she shut off. She'll kick it back out for Lauren Works. Works has it top of the circle, and she'll give it right side, looking for Faith Fantroy. They give it back around to top of the key to Tina Fantroy. If you're wondering, they are twins. Kick in the left side. It's Lauren Works. Works from the elbow. Gives it back off here for Cunningham, Alexis Cunningham. Jenna Cunningham, rather. Inside for Tina Fantroy. She'll kick it out. Here's a three-pointer for Lauren Works. It is good. A three-pointer for Lincoln Southwest. And that now makes it 5-6. And in trouble, the bounce pass goes through the legs of Rousseau. And a nice pass by Arp, but Rousseau couldn't handle it. They tie it up. Alternating possessions will keep Kearney in possession of the ball here, but it will move the possession arrow. So to toss the ball in here for the Lady Cats is going to be Shelby Maloli, and Maloli will get it into Arp. Arp will dribble through a little bit of pressure here, brings it in the offensive zone. She's ahead of about three Silverhawks, drives the lane. Ball is loose, comes in the hands of Tinkham. Tinkham goes up strong to the rack, and she is fouled. So heading to the line here is going to be senior Megan Tinkham. So Tinkham will shoot two here. Tinkham's out there, Kayla Roth, Christy Rousseau, Shelby Maloli, and Nicole Arp. That sets up your lineup. Those were the starters here tonight for the Lady Bearcats, as per usual. Tinkham's free throw up and good. So Kearney High right now 3-for-3 from the line, and they lead it now 7-5. 2:13 to go here, first quarter. We're at Lincoln Southwest High School. The Silverhawks, as we mentioned, 11-2 since Christmas. The free throw, no good. Rebound taken out by Liz Dyke, and Dyke gives it up ahead to Fantroy. Pass through the lane, knocked out of bounds. Trying to get it to Jenna Cunningham, but running the floor was Rousseau, and she'll get the ball into the baseline, so Southwest will have to inbound it, and they'll toss it in to Lauren Works. Works gave it away, now gets it back, and off of a little screen, Faith Fantroy just has her dribble well out behind the three-point arc. Right side over to Lauren Works. Works a WNBA three, back the iron and no good. And the rebound pull out of there by the Cats. That's Megan Tinkham snagging the bound, and she'll get the ball up court to Arp. Back to Maloli in the corner. Roth thought about the three. Now top of the key, it's Rousseau, as Kearney High facing a little man-to-man here. Pass on the left wing. Picking up the ball, dribbling with it. Going to be Roth. She picks it up, gives it to Maloli. Maloli flips it back out. Three-pointer, and it is blocked. The three-pointer is blocked by Paige Trenowitz, and she'll get the ball up ahead. And Fantroy, through traffic, lays it up and in. So nice job there by Tina Fantroy. Excuse me, that was Faith that came up with the bucket. Pass up ahead here for Kearney High. Rousseau facing some pressure, and it's going to be a charge in underneath. She had position down there, and that's Paige Trenowitz who comes up with that play, and that defensive stop here as the foul is whistled on Kearney High's Christy Rousseau, her first foul of the game. Second team foul whistled on Kearney High. So we're tied at 7, 1:11 to go here in quarter number 1. Kearney High rated as high as number 4 or 6, depending on which metropolitan newspaper you want to look at. Entry pass down low, knocked loose by Kearney High, but the Silverhawks track it down in the corner. With the dribble here is Tranowitz. Tranowitz on the right side for Liz Dyke. Dyke enters it. Nice cut through the lane. Shot is up and good for Jenna Cunningham. Great ball movement there by the Silverhawks, and they have their first lead of the ball game. Shelby Maloli gets it up ahead. Rousseau from the free throw line kicks in the corner to Nickel. Back around the perimeter, and they're going to give it out for Arp here. And Arp up, down by two, is going to milk the clock just a little bit. They give it to Maloli on the left wing off of a little bounce pass in the screen. Now Arp has it. They clear for her. She drives, shoots off glass, and scores. Strong drive on the right side, and Arp has 6 points in the quarter. We are tied at nine, 13 seconds left. Fantroy has it in the offensive zone here. And Faith Fantroy directing traffic a little bit. A little 1-4 set here. Lob pass on the right side. That's an air ball. Comes into the hands of Maloli, and Arp will try to throw it up court, but they run out of time. So we have 1 quarter in the books, and it is 9-9, Lincoln Southwest and Kearney High. We'll be back with more high school girls basketball right after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Starters tonight for Lincoln Southwest for Tina Fantroy. She's a 5'11 junior. Lauren Works, she's 5'7 and a freshman. Paige Tranowitz, 5'9 and a senior. Alexis Bartek, 5'10 and a senior. Taylor Rung, 5'7 and a senior. Get the starters for Kearney High, even though we're starting the second quarter with a little bit different lineup out there. Abby Reese is in the game right now here for Kearney High. Tina Fantroy has it, ball over her head. She'll get it off on the right side to Liz Dyke. And back top of the circle, Dyke's got it. Kicks it off left wing for Tranowitz. Tranowitz off a little screen. Now gives it top of the key for Tranowitz. They really haven't gotten the ball down to the free throw line at all. And now they get it that side on the baseline and then swing it back around. It's Dyke on the right side as they motion through. And they'll just get the ball back out here to Tranowitz. Left wing. Here's Works. Kearney High right now going man-to-man. And they find Fantroy driving the lane. Shot up. No good. Arp with the rebound, and the Cats can't run because they're double-teamed in the backcourt. Long pass up ahead for Rousseau, who gets it to Reese. Reese baseline jumper, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Tina Fantroy. Fantroy on the run, takes it all the way to balance baseline, bumps into Arp, but the position apparently held by the offensive player there as Fantroy collects the block against Nicole Arp. And clearly Arp was not set. Seemed to me the contact initiated by the offense, and she lowered the shoulder, but in any event, it is foul on Arp. That is her first of the game. They inbound it to Fantroy off the inbounds play. A nice entry pass down low. Shot no good for Cunningham, and the rebound tipped out to Dyke, and Dyke now has it on the baseline. Back around the perimeter we go. Left side, it goes out to Works. Works top of the key here for Tranowitz, and now resetting things here is going to be Lauren Works. We're tied at 9, 6:39 to go here, second quarter. Liz Dyke has it. Bounce pass on the right side for Tranowitz. Tranowitz pass over her head to Lauren Works, and back on the baseline we go. And again, back around the perimeter. The very patient here are the Silverhawks. They run the offense. Fantroy drives, dishes out to Dyke. Dyke will fire the three. It is no good. And Kearney High is just going to let the rebound go out of bounds. And so the Bearcats will now face a little bit different style of full court pressure. Southwest has done nothing but pressure the ball since they started the game. Passes up ahead to Arp. She dribbles through traffic, brings it across with her right hand, double teamed, and she'll give it to Maloli. Maloli's got numbers, gets it to Nickel. Nickel, little ball fake in the lane. Shot is blocked, but a foul. For Kearney High, Their starters look like this. Nicole Arp, 5'8", senior. Kayla Roth, 5'6", and a senior. Megan Tinkham, 5'11", senior. Christy Rousseau, 5'5", senior. And Shomi Lovely, 5'9", and a senior. Our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank at Kearney, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solutions is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. The free throw was up and good for Keisha Nickel. And Nickel with the first points of the second quarter here for either team. So Kearney High right now has a 10-9 lead. She has one more free throw, and she rattles that one home as well. Bearcats from the free throw line right now are 5 out of 6. Not too shabby. One reason why they have a 2-point lead.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. A pall has been cast over tonight's opening Olympic ceremonies in Vancouver. A 21-year-old men's lead
for Jenna Cunningham. Cunningham kicks in the corner for Taylor Rung, who checked in during the free throws. She'll get it out to Faith Fantroy. Fantroy enters it down low for Jenna Cunningham. Cunningham's turnaround jumper is good. So she's got four in the game, and we are tied at 11. Keisha Nickel gets the inbound to Maloli, who gets it now to Arp. Arp, with a little bit of an opening here, leads a 3-on-2 break, tries a tough layup. It is up and good. Well, you break the press, you make them pay, and that's exactly what Kearney High was able to do right there. But Southwest runs right back at him. Alexis Spartek will give it off on the right wing here for Taylor Rung. Rung, left side for Faith Fantroy. And again, a very deep bench here for Lincoln Southwest. They've already put, I think, 9 players into the game. Kearney High has used 7. So we'll see whether or not Kearney High wears down here down the stretch. It's late in the year. Usually basketball teams are in pretty good condition. Driving is going to be Arp, and Arp walks with it. Yeah, she had basically the ball stuffed as she was trying to pass it off. And so that'll be a Kearney High turnover. So Abby Reese checking out of the game. Coming in for her is going to be Kayla Roth. And here comes Fantroy in the offensive zone. Faith Fantroy with the dribble. Her sister Tina's on the left side. Now Tina's got it. She's going to drive the lane, shoot it off glass, and good. She used a little bit of a speed, just got a half step ahead of everybody, and then just outran them to the basket. Rousseau passes the ball up ahead, dribbling on the run here is Shelby Maloli. Maloli, 15-foot jumper, it is an air ball, and tracking it down is Faith Fantroy. So Fantroy has it, and she'll let traffic clear, brings in the offensive zone, flips it for her sister Tina. Tina kicks in the corner, and now they'll kick it right back out here for Works. Fantroy now with the ball, dribbles between her legs. She's picked up there by Roth. Backdoor cut, shot up, no good for Tina Fantroy, but an offensive rebound, shot no good for Bartek. And finally, well, no, now it's stolen away by Fantroy. Fantroy in the lane, her jumper bounces around, no good. And Maloli finally is able to end the possession. So Shelby Maloli snags the bound, gets it to Arp. Arp's going to drive. Arp loses the ball on the way in, and they're going to say last touch by the Silverhawks. In Southwest finds themselves rated in the top 10 as well. They have beaten Grand Island a couple of times, and their losses have been to teams rated in about the first 5-6 spots of the state rankings here. So they've played just about everybody they should tough. Here's a three-pointer in the corner by Arp, up and good, and Nicole Arp right now is just taking care of business. She's got 11 of the 13 points here, of the 16 points here for Kearney High. With the dribble, this is going to be Lauren Works. Works in the lane, lost the ball, but right to Faith Fantroy. Fantroy in the lane, a little floater, no good. She fights for her rebound. She's a hard-working little basketball player. Now left side, it's Rung. Rung gives the top of the circle for Lauren Works. Back out to Rung. Rung drives up against Arp, and Arp ties it up. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney High. So Kearney High, most notably, Nicole Arp, is able to force the turnover. So 11 points here for Arp in the first quarter, and the bounce pass for the Bearcats, they get it to Roth. Now back to Maloli, who originally inbounded it. She's going to bring it across the timeline. They double-team her right there, and a bounce pass to Arp. Arp lets traffic clear a little bit. She dribbles back into the corner, long pass up to Maloli, bounce pass through the lane, off of the Silverhawks' legs, and out of bounds. Not a bad idea on that pass, because if it gets through there, it's a layup, and if it with that bounce pass. If it doesn't get through there, we just inbound it on the baseline, and that's what the Cats are going to do right now. They get it into Maloli, and then it's stripped away, taken away by Fantroy, and Fantroy forces the turnover, and here come the Silverhawks. They trail it by three with 2:33 to go here in the second quarter. Alexis Bartek has it, drives right side, a little motion. They got that weave play going, and they give it to Works. Works takes it left side, gives it back to Tina Fantroy. And Fantroy kicks in the corner. There's Cunningham. Cunningham on the baseline. They'll give it out here to Bartek. Kind of a 2-3 matchup here. Not quite a man-to-man, but a lot of man-to-man aspects to this defense. Long jumper right side by Works. No good. Maloli pulls down the rebound, gets it out up ahead to Rousseau. Rousseau has a lane. She lost the ball. Yeah, she double dribbled with it. She had it and just lost it for a nanosecond, and that was enough for the turnover. Kearney High turns the ball over here, and that Southwest pressure pays off dividends yet again. Checking in here for Kearney High is Caitlin Bailey. She came in, so did Tinkham. Bocek back into the game here. Left side, Jenna Cunningham has it. Top of the circle, they work it back around, giving it to Bartek. Bartek to Tina Fantroy. Fantroy back to Faith. Faith Fantroy with it. She backs up near midcourt. And Roth, a little token pressure there, picks up a little screen on the dribble right side. Faith kicks it back around the perimeter. They now get it to Tina Fantroy. And now top of the circle here for Faith. They're very patient in Southwest. They kick left wing here for Cunningham. Cunningham will fire the three. It is no good. Rebound picked up by Arp. And Arp doesn't want to wait for pressure to come. She's going to run through it. Gives it up ahead to Bailey. Bailey has her shot blocked, but she is fouled. The foul on Faith Fantroy is going to be her first, I believe. So to the line to shoot two is going to be Bailey. Caitlin Bailey to shoot two here. Her first attempts to score on the night. And her first free throw is up, rolling around, and good. Extends Kearney High's lead. They lead it 17-13. Minute 10 to go here before halftime. And at halftime, we're trying to get a hold of boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrook. Talk about tonight's matchup. Pretty even matchup on the boys' side as well. Bailey's second free throw up and good. And that'll make for a 5-point Kearney High lead. Faith Fantroy slowly in the offensive zone. Picks up the dribble, kicks it off on the left wing. And they get the ball right back out to Tina. Back around to Faith. Faith takes the pass on the inside, kicks it left side, Works will fire the three. That's no good. And the rebound to Bailey. So Bailey, couple of points, and a nice rebound there. And Kearney High going to milk the clock here just a little bit. They got 39 seconds left, and no five-second count going on, but creeping out there is Lauren Works. Arp has the dribble. And now the five-second count will restart again. And I do believe Kearney High is going to milk the clock here. No sense giving them another chance to score after you've hopefully added to the lead here. Arp doing a nice job of resetting that five-second count. Now 16 seconds left. She picks up her dribble, and it's stolen away. It's the pass is stolen away by Fantroy. Fantroy drives, flips, and scores. Tina Fantroy, after the steal, gets it. Now the pass up ahead, Rousseau. Rousseau's going to drive, shot, good, and that's going to do it. Well, you wanted to score at the buzzer. You didn't want to give up the turnover first, but a great outlet pass up court. Christy Rousseau running the floor, and a senior-dominated team makes a nice senior play. After the turnover, don't hang your head. Run the court and make something happen. That's what the Bearcats did, and they'll head to the locker room leading it 20-15. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. A pretty good matchup here at halftime. It is Kearney High with a 20-15 lead against a couple of teams rated in the top 10. Kearney High rated as high as 4 or 6, depending on which paper you want to look at. In any event, the Bearcats with a 20-15 lead. And you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's check the numbers here. First of all, for Lincoln Southwest, leading the way for them is Tina Fantroy. She has 6 points here at the break. Jenna Cunningham with 4. 3 for Lauren Works, and Faith Fantroy also with 2 points in the game. For Kearney High, nice first half here for Nicole Arp. Arp hits a three-pointer, has 11 points in the game. She is a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line as well. She has 11 of the 20 points here for the Cats at intermission. After that, pick your poison. You got a handful of players who have 2 points each. Caitlin Bailey has 2 points off the bench. Kayla Roth with 2. Christy Rousseau hit a layup essentially at the buzzer to end the first half. She's got 2 points. And Keisha Nickel, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. She has 2 points to go with Megan Tinkham. She has 1. Tinkham missed the only free throw of the game. Arp, 2-for-2. Bailey, 2-for-2. And Keisha Nickel, 2-for-2. So, right, good job shooting free throws here for Kearney High. They've hit 7 of their 8 free throws, and that's one reason why they have a 5-point lead here at intermission. 20-15, Kearney High with the lead over Lincoln Southwest. And we'll try to track down Coach Steinberg. We'll do that when we continue our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Hopefully be able to talk with the head coach of the Kearney High boys right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. Pretty good doubleheader here matching up here tonight. In a little bit, we're going to have the boys' game. A couple of teams right around the 500 mark between Kearney High and Lincoln Southwest. Both these two teams playing pretty solid basketball throughout the course of the year. And on the girls' side, well, they're a little bit better than 500 coming in, as both teams rated in the top 10 in Class A, as Lincoln Southwest, 11-2 since Christmas, have really kind of got things together. And Kearney High been pretty solid, as expected, throughout the course of the year. And after Marion falling in the rankings here in the last week, Kearney High finds themselves rated either number 4 or number 6 in the state, depending upon which rating service you look at in one of the metropolitan newspapers. Tomorrow, a reminder for you that we'll have 7 high school boys basketball games for you here tomorrow on ESPN 1460. We'll begin with a little breakfast and basketball in the morning, as we have seven different games for you tomorrow from the Heartland Hoops Classic, and we'll begin bright and early in the morning with Sumner Eddyville Miller as the Mustangs. Pretty solid basketball team. They'll get things tipped off to start the day off. We'll go all the way through some real great matchups, and I think St. Cecilia has the last game of the night. There's a great series of games for you, and we'll have all seven of them for you right here tomorrow morning, starting tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 1460. A great series of games for you as the Heartland Hoops Classic, a pretty good hodgepodge of teams. Nice, interesting matchup between Shadron, who's going to be taking on Ralston. I mean, you get that nice little mix of teams from one end of the state to the other. And here, Kearney High traveling a fair amount, coming here to Lincoln Southwest High School. And right now they lead the Silverhawks 20-15 here at intermission of the girls' game. And if you're wondering why hasn't he mentioned the lineup for the Heartland Hoops Classic, I can't find my sheet. Kind of a indication of just kind of how the day has gone here. We apologize. We had some technical problems earlier. For some reason, we couldn't get the phones to work. And, boy, that just doesn't really work real well when that happens to you. So I've been running around trying to find papers ever since that began. So thanks for bearing with us here as hopefully things will go better tomorrow from Grand Island, as we have all seven games for you of the Heartland Hoops Classic. This is a big matchup here for Kearney High. If Kearney High wins here in girls basketball, they improve their chances dramatically of being one of the host teams in the district tournament. Now, the district tournament's being done a little bit differently, and also being done differently from what the NSAA said they were going to do. Originally, they said that the top seven teams would host a district tournament. They changed that and said, well, they'll host, but they won't host at their home school. And out west, the only host that's out there is Hastings. And if Kearney High ends up being one of the top seeds in the western part of the state, if they are the top seed in the west, if they're seeded better than, say, North Platte or Norfolk or some of those other teams, then they would have a great opportunity to play in Hastings versus hosting a tournament, say, here at Lincoln Southwest. Or, you know, if they get a top seed but they have to travel, they might end up even having to host the district as, say, the number 5 or 6 seed. They might have to host in Omaha. So, again, Kearney High wants to be able to get, they want to kind of have that first draft pick, if you will, in terms of picking a host site. And so the playoff points, very, very important. And you beat a team with a pretty good record that's, I think, fifth, 13-5 on the year, like Lincoln Southwest. That's an upper division team, and that certainly will help you with those wild card points. So a big win here tonight for Kearney High would help them in terms of getting that good position for the state girls basketball tournament, the district basketball tournament. We're going to send it back to the studios for one last break. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. Merritt gave me this. I couldn't find the sheet. Here's your lineups for the Heartland Hoops Classic beginning tomorrow morning at 9:30. Sumner Eddyville Miller and Wood River, followed by Ravenna and Weeping Water. Kearney Catholic, Adams Central will be the third game, followed by Axtell and Ewing, then GICC and Gretna, Ralston and Shadron, and then St. Cecilia will be taking on Omaha Scott. Here, Lincoln Southwest has possession of the basketball to start. the third quarter, and they're just kind of passing around, just dribbling out there as Faith Vantoy. She hasn't really done a whole lot with it and hasn't taken the ball deeper than the top of the key, and she just kind of dribbles one way. The Kearney High defense just kind of shifts a little bit where the ball goes. Now Tina gives it top of the key now to Lauren Works, who gives it back to Faith Vantoy on the right side. Faith Vantoy cycles her way through, giving it back to Lauren Works. And now in the corner, they give it to Alexis Bartek. So the starters here for Lincoln Southwest starting the second half, and also for Kearney High. We'll get Kearney High's here in a second as the shot is blocked on the inside by Shelby Maloli. Maloli with a nice little block comes up with a basketball, and the Cats will try to add on to a five-point lead. Arp has it. Nice little screen there by Megan Tinkham. She has Roth in the corner, gives it to Maloli instead. Now Rousseau has it on the left wing, so those are the five out there right now for Kearney High. And on the right side, Roth has it, picks up her dribble. Nice fake pass. She faked the pass and got the defense out of position, but nobody really open, so she just gives it to Nicole Arp. Arp has it on the right side, gives it top of the key for Tinkham, and Tinkham. And now they zigged when they should have zagged as Rousseau had it. Thought she that Roth or Tinkham, either one was going to pop out. And just as she was throwing the ball, Tinkham moved out of the way and Roth did not move up. So a turnover, unforced error here by Kearney High. Top of the key, left side, Lauren Works has it, kicks it off. Here's a three-pointer by Cunningham. It's no good. And Southwest is 1-for-7 behind the three-point arc here unofficially. Pass up ahead to Maloli. Maloli, nice step through, and she hits the shot. Great pass by Arp. Give her an assist. And that assist came from midcourt. And we got a timeout. Timeout, Lincoln Southwest. Kearney High extends the lead. They lead it 22-15. 30-second timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here. It's 22-15, Kearney High with a 7-point lead here with 6:11 to go, third quarter. And Lincoln Southwest trying to circle the wagons just a little bit. Only down by a couple of possessions. Drive on the right side, Faith Vantoy, she shut off. She'll just hand it off to Cunningham. Kearney High, just kind of that matchup zone here. And sometimes they switch it into a plain flat-out man-to-man. They don't look a whole lot different, to be honest with you. Here's a little weave play. Fantroy has it. Drives the lane. Tough shot, but Faith Fantroy now has 4 points in the game. And the ball on that far side knocked out. No, there's going to be a reaching foul whistle on Southwest. Going to be a little hold there on Tina Fantroy. That's her second. First of the second half here against Lincoln Southwest. Inbounded for Arp. And in her grill is Faith Antroy, but she dribbles through it, down that right sideline, kicks in the corner. Roth has it. She has it on the baseline. She'll kick it out to Rousseau. Now right side. Here's Arp. She's open for the three. It's a little bit short, and the rebound is fought for. Tinkin can't come up with it. It's in the hands of Southwest. They're on the run. Works the lane, and she lost the ball, dribbling through both Arp and Maloli. So the Silverhawks turn the ball over. And Kearney High will have to inbound it. And they bring out their little press breaker here, kind of a little 1-4 setup. They send Rousseau deep, and they get the ball. Actually, it's tipped and out of bounds. Trying to get the ball to Arp. I'll tell you what, playing defensive back was Faith Vantoy as she came up and knocked the ball loose. Covered a lot of ground, but not enough to make the reception, if you will, keep hold of the basketball. Arp has it in the offensive zone. Bearcats are up by five. With it, number 55, Maloli. She gives it right side. Ball fake here by Arp. Arp, ball, their shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. Then she's fouled on the putback. Alexis Bartek came down, slapped on the arms, and then after the whistle, she put her hand straight back up in the air and say, what? That's her third personal foul. And to the line is going to be Nicole Arp. Arp with 11 in the game, including a perfect now 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Arp on the season shooting right at 62%. And the free throw bounces around, no good. Rebound by Bartek. Here comes Lincoln Southwest, and Arp is able to hit the ball off of the leg of Tina Fantroy and out of bounds. So the Cats able to force the turnover, and Kearney High will inbound it. Fantroy swats the ball away and out of bounds. So on that far side, Kayla Roth is going to inbound the ball. And the senior finds senior Nicole Arp. Arp with the dribble. Defender falls down, but she's then picked up. Now she'll drive a little bit to the outside, bounces out top of the key. 5 second count going on. Now with the screen, it's off. And they'll get the ball left side for Shelby Maloli. Maloli back to Rousseau. Nice little dribble there. She gives it to Roth, top of the key. Her three is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Fantroy. Dribbling out is Faith. Faith drives the lane, then kicks it to Bartek. And Bartek hits the shot, her first field goal of the night. So here comes the Bearcats answering back. In the corner, left side, faking the pass is going to be Roth. Now she'll just lob it out here for Arp. Arp with the dribble. Lobs it for Maloli. Maloli had it knocked away. Now she gets it back. Gives it to Rousseau, left side. Driving here is going to be Arp. Arp shut off. Steps in the lane, and she walked with it. Pretty good pressure there by Lincoln Southwest. 23-19, 3:58 to go here, third quarter. Abby Reese going to check in here for Kearney High. So Reese is in, Roth is out. Tinkham, Maloli, Rousseau, Arp, of course, and now we're going to have a timeout here by Jason Boyd. Kearney calls a timeout here, 3:58 to go here, third quarter. Timeout Kearney High. Looks like a full timeout, so we'll be back in 1 minute.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. Both coaching staffs feeling the need to kind of talk a little bit about what has transpired here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. And those are the first timeouts we've had in the game. 3:55 to go here, 23-19, Kearney High with the lead. Lincoln Southwest with the basketball here as they get it top of the circle for Bartek. Bartek kicks it right side, and the three is good for Lauren Works. Her second three-pointer of the game, and Kearney High, facing some pressure, gets it up to Rousseau. Rousseau at the elbow, gets it to Maloli, and they are giving a lot of extra attention here to Nicole Arp. The drive and the dish, and they throw it, and they turn it over. Maloli lobbed it a little bit too high for Rousseau, and the Bearcats can't even get a shot off after trying to answer back from Lincoln Southwest hitting that three-pointer. They led by as many as five, and now it's a one-point ball game. Check that, they led by as many as six at their largest lead of the game. And now it's 23-22. With the ball is number 23, Tranowitz. She'll kick it off left side, Works. Now again on that right side, Bartek. Bartek picked up by Tinkham. Bartek drives, has the ball knocked loose, but left side, Works is able to pick it up. Now a three by Tranowitz, top of the key, and she rattles that one home. Back-to-back three-pointers for Lincoln Southwest, and they have a two-point lead. This equals their largest lead of the game. They get the ball in the hands of Arp. Arp across the timeline. They trap right there in the corner. She's in trouble, and they need a timeout, and they get it. Yeah, Jason Boyd gets the timeout. Gets right in the official's ear, calls the timeout. 30-second timeout for the Cats, who find themselves down by a bucket. We're back after this.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school. First in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Well, Shelby Maloli got Kearney High up ahead in this game by a count of 22-15. They had a 7-point lead, but after that, it's been all Lincoln Southwest here. And the Cats, down by two, will inbound it with 3 minutes to go here in the third, and they barely beat the 5-second count on the inbounds. They get it to Tinkham, who hands off to Arp. And now Arp's going to let traffic come through, has her dribble, gives it to Tinkham, top of the key, right side for Rousseau. Rousseau looking for cutters, and they'll bounce pass it out to Reese. Abby Reese with the dribble, and she's picked up man-to-man there by Tranowitz. Pass left side, Mololi asking for the ball. Rousseau with the dribble, picks it up, gives it to Arp. 5 second count going on. Now Arp backs up to reset the clock and take the pressure off a little bit off the screen. She's going to drive too strong on the shot and then a hold on the rebound. Reese gets credit for the rebound, and she was held as she was trying to, she was held before she could try to put up the shot. She was trying to put up the shot, but she was fouled before she could do it. Nicole Arp is going to inbound it here for the Cats on the baseline. Down by two, and they get the ball in the hands of Keisha Nickel, who checked in. And they get the ball off here for Christy Rousseau. Rousseau off of a screen. 5 second count's going on. Just has to hand the ball off for Arf. Arf off of a screen. And the defensive player really pretty much ran through the screen of Rousseau. No call there. And right side, Abby Reese has it. Gets the ball back out to Arf. Arf with the dribble. And Southwest being very physical out there. Not grabbing, though, so they're not calling any fouls there. They get the nickel on the elbow, kicks it back out to Arp. She'll shoot the three. It is short, and the rebound to Southwest. With the ball was Liz Dyke, who snags the bound. Now open on the left side is another three-pointer. No good for Tranowitz. Tranowitz can't hit the three, and now the Cats on the run. Rousseau, after the rebound, brings it up court. Now she's going to slow things down, and they look to get the ball to Arp. Arp, low jump stop as she made the catch, then drove. She stopped as soon as she caught it, and then she hadn't used her dribble, then drove and got the defender out of position, and she draws the body contact. She'll go line and shoot two. She's got 12 points in the game, one out of two from the line here in the second half, three out of four in the game. And the foul on Bartek is her fourth. A free throw by Arp, a little bit short. Maybe a little tired legs there. And coming in for the start for the Silverhawks are the Fantroy twins, Tina and Faith. So Arp will try to cut the deficit in half here for Kearney High, and her free throw is good. 25-24 now. As Fantroy has the dribble. It's Faith with it here. She gives it up on the left side for Jenna Cunningham. Top of the circle for Lauren Works. Works, a big three-pointer here in the third quarter, but she lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney High. Arp, an eyelash away from making the steal. That ball was loose. Rousseau, an eyelash away from getting it, and she couldn't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds. The inbounds here for Lincoln Southwest to get it to Tranowitz. Tranowitz back to Fantroy. Kicks it back out to Tranowitz. She'll fire the three. It is short. And the rebound taken out of there by Maloli. Maloli gives it to Arp. And Arp still has a dribble. She'll bring it across the timeline. 50 seconds to go here. Third quarter. Cats led by as many as seven. Right now they trail by one. And they lose the basketball into the hands of Tranowitz. Tranowitz gets it ahead to Fantroy. And Fantroy kicks right side for Faith Fantroy, and she's going to slow things down a little bit. 30 seconds left, and now Southwest is going to do to Kearney High what Kearney High did at the end of the second quarter, and that's milk the clock a little bit here, trying to work it for the last shot. Remember when Kearney High tried this? A steal by Southwest, and they got a layup on the other end. But then Kearney High answered right back. Dribbling up here is going to be Fantroy, and Fantroy puts it up and in. Tough left-handed layup there. Now here comes Arp. Arp dribbles up at the buzzer. It is no good. So we'll head to the fourth quarter, and Kearney High, who led by as many as seven, now trail by three. It's 27-24. We'll start the fourth quarter right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School. The Silverhawks leading the Kearney High Lady Bearcats 27-24. We're ready to start the fourth quarter here. Abby Reese. We'll start the fourth quarter here for the Cats. She gets the ball in the hands of Nicole Arp. Arp harassed there by Faith Fantroy. Pretty good defense. Arp still with the dribble, and she'll take it now top of the key. Rousseau, Maloli gets her hands on the ball. Tinkham's out there, as well as Rousseau. And it's stealed here by Southwest. Pass off the foot of Rousseau as they tried that bounce pass. They had a two-on-one break. And I'm kind of surprised. Well, that's been a left-handed layup for Fantroy, so she tried to pass it off to her teammate, and they turned it over. Southwest gets the backdoor cut. Shot's no good. Last touch by Kearney High, though, out of bounds off the inbounds play. Southwest has had a couple of really good looks at the basket and hasn't scored here yet after the Kearney High turnover. Cats need to dig in their heels just a little bit. They scored only four in that third quarter, and now Arp knocks the ball loose. Arp's got a one-on-one here, and she'll drive, flip it, no good. Rebound, the rebounder fell down, and they're going to tie it up. Silverhawks will have the possession. Loose ball picked up after a pretty good defensive play there by Lauren Works. Works with 6 points in the basketball game. She's hit a couple of three-pointers. She's hit two of the three-pointers here for Southwest. Paige Trenowitz hit the other one. And those three-pointers a big factor in that third quarter here. Kearney High now down by three, back on defense. In the offensive zone with it is Jenna Cunningham. And the pass on the right side, and we got a hold away from the ball. That's going to be on Kearney High. No, it's going to be a moving screen on Southwest. So the Cats will, they've been asking for that call a couple of times down the court. Now they get it. Maloli will throw it in after Fantroy ties her shoes here. Shelby Maloli to toss it in. Bounce pass for Tinkham. Tinkham will get the ball back out to Maloli. And Maloli, they're going to try to trap her, but she stays in the middle of the court. Nice job there by Shelby Maloli. And Maloli drives with her left hand, goes through the lane. She took an extra step. I thought, no, the reason she took the extra step was because of a foul. So she'll go to the line. She's going to shoot two. So the foul here on Lauren Works is going to be her second. She's got two. Really the only foul trouble for Lincoln Southwest is Alexis Bartek. She's got four. Kearney High doesn't have any foul trouble at all. Free throw is up and good for Maloli. And Maloli makes it 27-25. Now she makes it a one-point ball game as she hits both free throws. And the inbounds here will go to Faith Fantroy. Fantroy gives it left side for Liz Dyke before there's really much pressure there. Now Cunningham has it. They double-team her, and they tie it up. Arp and Tinkham force up the tie-up, and the possession arrow pointing to the Cats. So Kearney High now has a chance to take the lead back. They led by seven early in that third quarter and have now trailed a couple times. Pass up ahead. Arp's got it. She's going to lay it up and in. Nice set inbounds play. They got the ball in the backcourt and then just lobbed it ahead to the point guard up the court. Liz Dyke has it, kicks it down low, shot up, no good. for Cunningham. Cunningham gets the rebound and the bucket. So Jenna Cunningham snagging the rebound in the bucket. Makes it a one-point lead again. Art pushed from behind, driving through the lane. And incredulous is Liz Dyke. But when the person with the basketball ends up face first, it's pretty rare there's not a foul. That's going to be 17 fouls whistled on Lincoln Southwest. So 1-1 coming up here for Nicole Art. She didn't push. They called it the push. But with that trip, there's nothing else to call. Free throw was up and in for Nicole Art. She ties things up at 29. Now she'll have her second free throw. It's up and good. Somebody falls that doesn't have the basketball, you may not get that call, but if they've got the ball, you got to do something. With it is Works in the offensive zone. Pass in the corner, and Cunningham has it. And, boy, they trapped it there. Timeout by Liz Brendan for Lincoln Southwest. Good timeout, Coach. It's 30-29. Kearney High with the lead. Southwest will inbound when we come back after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Well, the Kearney high pressure has been paying off some dividends here a little bit, but Lincoln Southwest also with pretty good pressure on the ball. Both these two teams pretty much pressing right back and forth after each other. Southwest will inbound it on that left side over there. Tossing in is going to be Liz Dyke. And Dyke gets the ball in the hands of Faith Fantroy. Fantroy throws it to Dyke, and there was nobody down there with Liz Dyke. And that's just a little bit too easy. She lays it up and in, and Southwest now has a one-point lead. A little bit less than 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Kearney High has the basketball in the hands of Nicole Art. Art looking for traffic, gets the ball to Abby Reese. Reese will give it back out to Art. And Art, five-second count going on, even though that's a pretty good gap there. Arp drives on the baseline, flips it up. That's a tough shot. It's no good. And then a hold by Arp trying to get the rebound. Rebound taken out of there by Lauren Works. And that mocking cheer for Lincoln Southwest is for the first team foul against Kearney High here in the second half. Inbound the ball here for Jenna Cunningham. Cunningham lost the ball but gets it to Dyke. No pressure. Long pass up ahead. And up high to get it is Tina Fantroy. Fantroy kicks in the corner now for Works. Works thought about the three, but she'll get it out to Faith. Faith Fantroy has it with 5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. 1 point Silverhawk lead as they kick it back around the perimeter left side for Lauren Works. Cats right now going with man-to-man here. They sag off of the person with the ball. They get it to Fantroy. Now driving is Faith, and Faith driving in, but before she can put up a shot, she's fouled. Going to be a little hold, going to be a block, rather. Going to be whistled on Nicole Arp. She's picked up two fouls here in the last minute and a half or so. She now has three in the game. And open on the inbounds play, wide open is Cunningham. Her three, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Kearney High. Snagging the bound is Arp. She gets it to Rousseau. Rousseau's going to drive the baseline. Shot's too good. Maloli comes up with the rebound, though, for Kearney High to keep the possession alive. Rousseau has it on that right side with 4:40 to go. Bounce pass to Arp. Arp doing most of the scoring here today. And now Rousseau is going to fire a three. Bounces around, no good. Tinkin can't get the rebound. It goes to Fantroy. And dribbling through traffic is Tina Fantroy. Tina, coast to coast, lays it up and in. She's got eight in the game, her first 2 points since intermission, and a three-point Lincoln Southwest lead with 4:15 to go. And somebody's got to find some way to score points besides Nicole Arp. Arp with only one field goal here in the second half, but she does have 6 points. Pass right side. Here's Rousseau. Bounce pass to Maloli. Maloli lays it up and in. Great little play there as Maloli's got four in the quarter, and timeout Bearcats. Cats call the timeout. It's 33-32, 3:59 to go here, fourth quarter. Cats down by one. They'll play defense when we come back after this.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Remember, you can log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and download any of our high school broadcasts. When you log on to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Midway Podcast link. Podcasts of all of our high school play-by-play are there all year long and all for you to download free. A service of Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Eagle of Kearney and ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 out of Hastings. Southwest inbound in the basketball, get in the offensive zone without much problem. Lauren Works has it, but she is about 35, 40 feet away from the basket. Drive on the baseline, shot up, good, Jenna Cunningham. She drove through the lane, got the pass, laid it up and in, and that's a three-point Lincoln Southwest lead. They really opened up that lane. Right side with it is Roth. Roth gets a little bit of a screen. Could have been a moving screen called on Rousseau. Rousseau gets the dribble back. She has it. Bounce pass for Arp. Arp has it top of the key, gets a little bit of a screen, but drives left and now lays it up and in. Tough drive there for Nicole Arp, and she's got six in the quarter. 19 in the game. Right wing with the basketball is Cunningham. She'll get the ball to Fantroy. Fantroy will just work it back around the perimeter. Tina Fantroy has it right now. Less than 3 minutes to go. 1 point Silverhawk lead. Lauren Works has it. Throws it right side for Faith Fantroy. Now top of the key. Now left wing here for Tina. And Tina's going to direct traffic a little bit. Pass right wing for Faith. Faith looks at traffic come through. Now tosses top of the circle for Tina Fantroy. That's dribbling over there is Jenna Cunningham. Again, they looking in. They keep spreading out the floor. They're trying to get a backdoor cut or something here with this defense here for Kearney High. Kearney High going kind of a 2-3 matchup. They're zoning just a little bit, but a lot of man-to-man aspects to it. Fantroy has it, almost has a pass stolen away, but Faith Fantroy comes up with it. Arp now knocks the ball away as they try to pass the ball to the wing, and Southwest will inbound. 2:15 to go here in regulation. 35-34, Lincoln Southwest. And with the ball on her hip is Faith Fantroy, and she'll get it off on the right side here for Liz Dyke. And there's going to be a little hold whistled on Kearney High. Starting to drive up there. And for Kearney High, that's now their third team foul. First personal foul on Shelby Malola here in the game. And the Cats watch Southwest inbound it. Faith Fantroy has it. She's got it top of the key. And Maloli going to pick up another foul reaching in. It might be part of the strategy here for Kearney High that really Southwest is going to milk the clock a little bit. Bearcats are going to try to come up with that steal. And the fact they're up by one makes a huge difference here for Lincoln Southwest. Fantroy hands the dribble. Gets a bounce pass on the right side. Works, picks it up. Arp putting great pressure on the ball, and they'll get the ball back out to Faith Fantroy, and Fantroy now is going to be fouled by Kayla Roth. That'll be her second on Roth, and now five whistled on Kearney High with a minute 43 to go here. So the Cats might be thinking about we're going to make something happen, committing a foul, send him to the free throw line. They double-team the inbounds, and it's stolen away. Great steal. Shelby Maloli comes up with a loose ball. Now gets it to Arp. Arp has it on the right side. Now Kearney High can play a little cat and mouse. Off of the screen, Arp has it. Dribbles to the right side. No count going on at all. She's looking inside. And defensively picked up by Lauren Works. She'll drive. Well, Arp jump stop in the lane. Bounce pass out. Gets the ball to Rousseau. Her layup, no good. And a rebound taken out by Southwest. Hung on the rim forever, and then the foul as Faith Vantroy pulled down the rebound, and then that ball hung on that rim forever. And Rousseau just couldn't get the layup to fall. That's now 16 fouls on Kearney High, second personal foul on Christy Rousseau. Minute six to go here, and that missed layup, just frustrating here for the Bearcat fans. Vantroy to toss it in, and tipped. Bartek comes up with it, gets it out, up ahead. They get it to Tina Vantroy. Tina Vantroy now with 58 seconds to go. Gives it off left side for Lauren Wirtz. Back to Vantroy, and Vantroy is fouled. So Tina Vantroy will go to the line for a 1-and-1. That's now 17 fouls whistled against Kearney High, and 7 in a row. Part of that was a little strategy here for the Cats. So if they hadn't committed a foul up to this point, they might have been in a little bit of trouble. In any event, stepping to the line to shoot a 1-and-1 is going to be Tina Vantroy. She's at the line, and she hits nothing but net. She's got 9 in the game, unofficially. 54.2 seconds to go here. Southwest leads it 36-34. Kearney High in a little bit of unfamiliar territory, trailing late in the game. Free throw up and good. So she hits both free throws, both ends of the 1-and-1, and the Cats down by 3. They haven't hit a 3 here in the second half. Pass to Rousseau. Rousseau gets it to Maloli. Maloli, three-pointer, looks good, but no good. Rebound taken out of there by Vantroy. Vantroy up ahead to her sister, and the layup is good for Faith Vantroy. And then they force the turnover. Inbounds off the hands of the Cats and out of bounds. Timeout for Lincoln Southwest. Kearney High tries a tying three-pointer. They miss it. A bucket on the other end. And then a foul. And right now up by 5. Lincoln Southwest will inbound it with 33.5 seconds to go. Full timeout for Southwest. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Well, Kearney High led by 5 at halftime, but they've only scored a total of 14 points here in the second half, as Lincoln Southwest now has built a 5-point lead with 33.5 to go, and they have possession of the basketball. So a lot of indications, a lot of positive things here for Lincoln Southwest. The Bearcats need to get something done and get something done in a hurry. They need to get some points scored and quick. But they've got to play defense first. Faith Vantroy inbounds it, almost thrown away. Tina comes up with it, though. Tina gets it back. They'll get the ball to Lauren Wirtz, and Wirtz is going to be fouled. And Wirtz will go line. She'll have a 1-and-1. Arp with the foul. Her 4th. And Arp's got 19 of Kearney High's 34 points. So you hope that she's not going to be one of those players that has to foul late in the game. Here's Wirtz from the free throw line, and I didn't think it was high enough to go in, but it does. She's got 7 in the game. That's a clutch free throw. And give Southwest kudos here. They have hit 3 free throws here and down the stretch. Make it 4 as they rattle that one in as well. So now it's a 7-point lead here. 24 seconds left. Arp will drive. Arp will float in the lane. It's bouncing around. No good. But she'll head to the line. So she'll shoot 2. Nineteen points in the game for Nicole Arp. And her free throw here is up and good. That makes 20. But the score is 41-35. Lincoln Southwest still leads by 6 with 20.7 to go here. Arp's second free throw is on the way and good. And that's going to allow Abby Reese to come into the game. She's going to come in here for Arp. Clear what's going to happen here. If you get the steal, great. If you don't, you have to commit the foul, and that's why you take out your best player who's got four personal fouls and a timeout for Lincoln Southwest. Faith Fantroy supposed to get the ball into Tina, but Tina was right on the baseline. She'd been in big trouble if they would have inbounded it. So they call a timeout, the Southwest. So Southwest calls timeout. They lead at 41-36 with 20.7 to go. Full timeout for the Silverhawks. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Well, Kearney High needs to make a steal. If they don't make the steal, they're going to commit the foul right away. So Southwest is trying to get the ball in the hands of their best shooters, and they get the ball in the hands of Tina Fantroy. Fantroy gets it to Faith. Faith up ahead. Now they kick it to Lauren Works. That was a nice set play, and then Works is fouled. And Maloli didn't think she actually committed the foul. She was trying to make a steal. She didn't, but she got the foul instead with 13.9 to go, and that's going to be her fourth personal foul. So Works will go to the line. This is the final 1-1 of the ball game here for the Silverhawks, and that one rolls around and good. Rattled in and out and then back in for Lauren Works. So Southwest, all these men pressure free throws, folks, and they are 5-for-5 from the line here in the fourth quarter. Make it now 6-for-6. And they're up by 7 now with 12 seconds to go. With the ball is Arp. Arp drives and has the ball lost. They tie it up. Possession arrow pointing to Southwest with 6.2 to go. And so it would appear that Kearney High going to fall here tonight at Lincoln Southwest. We're down by 7 with 6.2 to go, and I don't even think that can get done. They inbound it to Tina Fantroy, who gives the ball back out here for Faith, and Faith will drive this left side for Cunningham, and Cunningham, the shot will count at the buzzer, I believe. It is good. And so your final score, Lincoln Southwest 45 and Kearney 36. An unusual position here for the Bearcats as they lose only their sixth game of the year. And Lincoln Southwest picks up the win at home, 45-36. Offensively, Kearney High just didn't get a lot of help outside of an outstanding performance tonight by Nicole Arp. She finished the game with 21 in the game, but it is not enough as Lincoln Southwest wins at 45-36. We'll step away and take a break. When we come back, it will be the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up right after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Helpful people. Dependable products. The ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest High School as the Silverhawks upend 4th or 6th ranked Kearney High, depending on which paper you subscribe to. But the Bearcats fall here tonight 45-36. We'll begin our look at the scoring by taking a look at Southwest. They had three players with 10 points here tonight. Tina Fantroy with 10. Lauren Works also with 10 points, including a big three-pointer in that third quarter. And Jenna Cunningham off the bench also finished with 10 points. So you had Fantroy, Works, and Jenna Cunningham each with 10 points. Faith Fantroy finished with 8 unofficially, 2 for Liz Dyke, and 2 for Alexis Bartek, and 3 for Paige Tranowitz. Now for Kearney High, led tonight by their leading scorer on the season, Nicole Arp, 21 points on the evening. And only other player that scored in the second half for Kearney High was Shelby Maloli. She had all 6 of her points in that second half. And so you had 21 from Arp, 6 from Maloli. Then after that, you got 2 from Caitlin Bailey, 2 for Kayla Roth, 2 for Christy Rousseau. Keisha Nickel also finished with 2, and Megan Tinkham 1 point here tonight as Kearney High falls here at Lincoln Southwest, a final of 45-36. Kearney High doesn't get to lick their wounds very long. They'll be back in action tomorrow. Well, they'll be taking on the Gators of Lincoln North Star. That game will be over at Kearney High. Once again, Lincoln Southwest 45 and Kearney High 36. That is our final. I'm Randy Bushcutter. We're going to step away for about 15 minutes or so. It is senior night here at Lincoln Southwest, so the game will probably have a little bit more of a break here between the games. So we'll step away probably for about 20 minutes or so. We'll be back in time for the tip, though. Once again, our final here in the girls' game, Lincoln Southwest 45, Kearney High 36. We'll be back with the boys' game in just a few minutes right here on ESPN 1460. We'll send it back to the studios, and we'll be back with Kearney High's boys' game here in about 20 minutes or so.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.